is warming up anyway in the Northeast. I think it may be up to 20 today. But 30s tomorrow, 40s on Sunday, and cold again next week for those of you who are looking for a weather forecast. Those of you who are not, we'll get into the issues of the day, maybe some of the issues of the week. And you'll be happy to know that, depending on how much attention you pay to what the issues are so far this week, at least as far as the goodness of this program is concerned. This program is called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug. He's Ken Kessler, monitoring, among other things, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, listening to a lot of talk radio programs. So that's what, in this hour, we feature many excerpts from different programs. Sometimes we only get to one or two issues. Sometimes we get to three or four. It just kind of depends. Some of it on you and your input at 888-302-3684. That's the phone line you can use. Other than that, you can try emailing Doug at DougSteffen.com or emailing Ken at Ken. I suppose there is a KenKessler.com, but he won't get it unless you send it to Ken at DougSteffen.com, at least in this hour. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. So the prosecutors issuing subpoenas this week and the investigations around Chris Christie, Kenny. And I wonder if you have anything there or what pops up that we can use as the overview for the interest that people have listening to this program, because it may not be the same as the interests that have been shown by some folks listening to other programs, because some of the programs that we talk about are far more political than this one is, even though we're interested in talking about most everything. And this hour, I try to stay away in the main from politics because, first of all, it annoys me, and I don't want sounds like I'm an annoyed so-and-so. You want to be annoyed? Help yourself to somebody else who's got an annoying radio program. That's not what we're interested in. Although I think the Christie thing, I don't know whether I'm investigated by the news media coverage, annoyed because the investigation brings me around to thinking that those of us who thought he was something different, maybe he's just another foolish politician with a big ego that doesn't think when he does anything he's going to get caught, or maybe he's just got bad staff. Who knows? There are a whole bunch of things that are wrinkled up into this tarnishment. So where are we anyway as far as Facebook and Twitter is concerned?
Let's see. Harriet says, Christie is toast.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I think it's too early to decide that yet, don't you? Don't you think it's too early?
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of politicians. Bill Clinton was toast, too, according to a lot of people, and he sure as heck isn't toast today.
And nothing has really come out directly linking him to anything.
No, there's nothing there, exactly. I mean, maybe bad management, and we don't need another bad manager in the White House if you're going to run in 2016. That's what makes Hillary makes her look all the better, because she's actually quite a good manager, despite what some of you think about Benghazi. She's an excellent manager. Anyway, go ahead.
Ava says, what if Chris Christie is really ignorant of closing the bridge lanes after so much smudge? Would you believe it?
Believe him or it? You mean the news media has smudged him to make him look tarnished? We all know that the news media tends to lean left. So is this a way of getting rid of somebody who would be a really strong challenger and the only one in the Republican Party who would be a strong challenger to the likes of Hillary Clinton? Well, you can make a good argument for that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And Celeste says, this is all just another distraction by the feds. Can we turn off the news for a week or two?
Go ahead, madam. Help yourself. Do yourself a favor. Turn it off. I'll come up with other things to talk about. 888. There are plenty of great things to talk about, plenty of interesting things to talk about, plenty of things that really stir your emotions. And that's really what a lot of this is anyway. A lot of it is emotional. But there are other emotions that you can push other than this hot button. At any rate, 888-302-3684, a Doug's Good Day program. Let's turn our attention. Well, here, the investigation Kenny's talking about has several issues attached to it. A, whether Christie was involved in closing the lanes of the GW, the George Washington Bridge, as political payback to a mayor who didn't support his reelection campaign. If he really, really, really was involved, he doesn't deserve to stay as governor of New Jersey or to even think about running for president. But I can't think he was directly. It doesn't make any sense. It's so counter to what you know about him. But listen, you never can tell. All right, so let's see. Number one, is the bridge can. Number two is possible misuse of Hurricane Sandy relief funds. And number three, allegations that he withheld these relief funds as political payback to the mayor of Hoboken for failing to support a redevelopment project. Okay. So is he, if he's that dumb and he did all of those things, then he doesn't deserve to certainly be president, whether he still continues to shuffle off New Jersey as governor. That's up to New Jersey. 888-302-3684. Okay. So let's begin by listening to a round of talk radio hosts, including this one. This is a clip from a show hosted by a lady named Bridget Quinn. She, along with Wayne Cabot, sometimes we listen to them here on this program. They talked to yet another political analyst. This guy's name is Patrick Murray. They discussed the subpoenas issued this week in the investigation of what the governor of New Jersey's been doing.
Until now, all the subpoenas have been from state legislative committees. Now that the federal investigators are involved, does this have any more of a political impact for Chris Christie?
Yeah, I think this raises the credibility of the investigation a lot in the minds of people who are taking a wait-and-see attitude. The fact that the FBI is involved, the U.S. Attorney is involved, and they are actually looking for evidence suggests that this probe will go on further and there is something serious to it.
The fact that the subpoenas were issued, is there anything to read into that, or is that just a normal part of the process that began a couple of weeks ago when they announced the investigation?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to get subpoenas out to folks, and I'm not surprised, based on the time that the U.S. Attorney started getting involved in this and how certain things have come to light just over the past couple of weeks.
Didn't take too long, though, for Chris Christie to feel the effects in the polls, right? I mean, yesterday we had a couple of polls that had his popularity down.
Yeah. I mean, there's been three polls in New Jersey in the past 10 days that have been issued. Mine was the first, and the other two have shown almost exactly the same thing. He's had a moderate drop in his job approval rating. He went from the low to mid-60s down to the mid-50s. But he has had a bigger drop in his personal ratings, whether people have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him, which went from near 70 down to the 40s. And it's people saying, okay, I still think he's doing a good job, particularly we're still in this post-Sandy era here. But I'm not exactly sure what I think of him as a man, as a person. And I'm going to withhold my judgment of him. And I think that's the big thing for Governor Christie is his concern about whether people are going to start losing faith in him or start distrusting him.
So if he follows the polls, he'll become a kinder, gentler Chris Christie, won't he?
Yeah, well, the issue is particularly, you know, it's not so much what we think in New Jersey. It's the polls nationally that he's more worried about because we know what we got in Chris Christie. The reason why his job performance is still a pretty decent number is because we've taken the good with the bad. We knew what we were getting. But nationally, people really don't know Chris Christie that well. And those measures of trust, is this somebody who understands the problems of people like me? Those are really important poll numbers. And if he loses that, that's been his stock in trade. He's the everyman. He's the guy that you can have a beer with. And if he starts losing people's trust nationally who don't really know him all that well, that could be a real problem for his presidential aspirations.
All right, well, I don't drink beer, so I wouldn't want to have a beer with a guy anyway. It might make an interesting conversational, though. Interesting conversationalist. I think Christie has a lot of interesting aspects, but there are a lot of other people out there who have interesting aspects as well. They may not be able to make any traction in the Republican Party because of their the right-wing lunatics that seem to be pushing the party through the early part. That's why it's so important for people to understand using the system well, starting not going to the final election, but going to the primaries. The primaries are the most important part, and in that way you eliminate, hopefully, the people that are too far to the left and or too far to the right, so you have mainstream candidates that actually will appeal to people, and maybe they'll actually get things done, not as we've seen the last, since the year 2000, in fact. 888-302-3684, as we continue our focus on Chris Christie. A lot of calls already in the making. Help yourself. Get in the queue. We'll spend some time on your thoughts as well. That's the important part, one of the important parts, anyway, of our review of what's going on here in the conversational world of News Talk Radio in this hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. Right? I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, January the 24th. So what do we have? One more week. One more week. In this month, anyway. Let's get a little bit more input on Chris Christie. That's what we're talking about here. Here's host Charlie Sykes with the Weekly Standard, Stephen Hayes, on Christie.
In your calculation, does Chris Christie survive Bridgegate?
You know, it's early. It's certainly already done a lot of damage to, I hate this phrase, but to his brand, mm-hmm. to what people thought they were getting with Chris Christie. You know, one of the things that people liked about him, whether they were Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or moderates, was that he was sort of a no-nonsense guy. This is how I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it's good for people of the state of New Jersey, and I don't care whether you like it. You know, you're going to see that these reforms that I'm implementing are successful, and eventually I'll win you over. And I don't have time for the kind of petty politics that takes up so much time in Washington and elsewhere. I'm going to be doing this differently. Well, in fact, it's clear now that people on his staff were not only, could not only succumb to petty politics, but in many ways were driving the petty politics in New Jersey. That's a huge problem for a governor who's made his reputation on being precisely the opposite kind of politician.
Petty politicians? Shocking. 21 after.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preacher, she was his wife, just trying to make the world a little better, shine a light. People started talking just to hear their own voice. Those people tried to accuse my father, said he made the wrong choice. Though it might be painful, you know the time will always tell.
One of the contestants last night.
You know, it's interesting.
American Idol gets started. Here are the judges.
You could lay out every possible category on the table, and we keep going back to the word believability. And some people can do it, and some people can't.
Yeah.
You are a believable singer.
All right, so Harry Connick is no Simon Cowell. But he gives the kid something to think about. So that's, I guess, what that's all about. A little chuckle here, a little music there, a little personality preview from the judges. All will add up to what? Well, the first week or so, the ratings, I don't think, have been that spectacular, have they, Kenny, on American
no.
Idol? But they're better than most of the other shows that are on TV, so that's something.
Right.
And then people say, oh, we got another year we can get out of this. At any rate, that's one item of interest conversationally. We're back to Chris Christie now. Here's radio host Dom Giordano talking to New Jersey Assemblyman Declan O'Scanlan about new problems, perhaps, for Mr. Christie.
He scrapped a bill, essentially, that would require law enforcement officers to get a warrant each time they use a drone to investigate a crime. I mean, does that not make sense that we don't have free flight of drones out there? Well, isn't it pretty simple? This is pretty reasonable. You guys are trying to get ahead of the curve, and you're going to reintroduce this, as I understand it. It would put safeguards in place to protect New Jersey residents from this new technology.
That's true. But let's start with the fact that I will concede to the governor. And look, I don't agree with the governor on every issue.
Right.
This is one where we need to do some work. But I am a huge fan of the governor. He's been one of the best governors of the state. So I want to start with that.
Oh, I understand. We're not undercutting him on the broad picture of it. But on this issue, Declan, I just, you know, I get it. We're all post 9/11, Patriot Act, et cetera. But this drone stuff is very troubling. It just seems to be excessive to me. What's their objection, though, to this? As I understand it, it would just require a warrant for the use of drones, which I don't even know that I'm in favor of local law enforcement, state police getting involved with drones. I really am not.
I'm not sure. I think in certain emergent situations, it might help. If you had an aerial view of a mob scene, for instance, it may be a big help for law enforcement to
helicopters.
Know what's going on. Well, it's you're right. You can use manned equipment, but it's if you had drones, and again, I'm trying to make the devil's argument here. if you had a drone, you could argue that, or several, and you can't have several helicopters. Sometimes it takes, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour for a helicopter to get on scene. A drone can be in the back of a, you know, a car in every force if you wanted to. I'm not suggesting that. But you could then much more quickly deploy them. In instances where you have a missing child as well, sometimes it's those first few minutes where, you know, if you had an aerial view of the area you thought the child might be in, you know, all of a sudden there he is. And we just saw, you know, the horrible results of the young boy up in New York.
Okay, but this bill, sorry to interrupt this. I mean, as I understand, the bill would have required warrants for use of drones other than things that were circumstances that make it unreasonable to obtain a warrant. Like you said, missing child, forest fire, something like that, that you have to act instantly. The objection seems to be to getting a warrant to use this for surveillance and other general techniques.
And I haven't pinned down exactly where the administration's problems are. We're going to do that now. And so I don't want to say outright that I disagree with them, because maybe they'll come up with something they saw in the bill that I didn't see. I'm open to that. But ultimately, we need to pass some restriction on this, because as you and I both know, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, it's really hard to get it back in.
All right. So let's take some calls on this in a matter of moments. 888-302 Doug here on Good Day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Issues of the day, no running away from what the big item is this week, and it is Chris Christie, at least in the traditional sense of the traditional news talk radio world. Isn't it interesting that I use the term traditional for a format that's been around for maybe 30, 35 years? I guess there's tradition built around that. Maybe there's less, people spend a lot more time on things that have less substance to them than this discussion. So we've thrown it open to your calls and comments at 888-302-3684. Call Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. We'll get a little more from him after we go through some of these callers who are standing by, including a New Jersey lady named Gail, who doesn't like the news media coverage about her governor.
Well, I used to be a Democrat, but I'm not saying either party is perfect. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's all the facts to come out first either way. And the media coverage is so biased to the left, it's enough to make you sick. I'd like to see someone that's neutral and reporting accurately and not showing favoritism to one side, but that's wishful thinking on my part.
You think so, huh? All right, well, you're echoing what a lot of people think, I think, not only in New Jersey, Gail, but around the country, but especially people in New Jersey. There is it's very strong. The feelings are very, very strong about this guy. Either really, really like him, or you really, really don't. And it's based on political lines. So is that meritorious? No, it seems to be brainless, actually, when you get right down to it. Mitchell, another person from New Jersey on the news media coverage of Christie.
You know, the question really isn't, you know, is this completely fair in the terms of the amount of material being presented? The question is this accurate? I mean, because of the national implications of, you know, Chris Christie making a run for president and him, you know, showing at least in the very early polls that, you know, he could compete against someone even with the stature of Hillary Clinton, all the national attention has, you know, gone on this story. But, I mean, if we're going to look at the accuracy of the story, well, clearly, you know, emails and the governor himself, you know, going on TV and apologizing and doing a mea culpa for his staff, people lawyering up left and right, documents redacted, and now you have the mayor of Hoboken in a different story, but one that goes to the abuse of power in his administration coming out with accusations, you know, at the same time. I think there certainly has been an accurate portrayal so far, but I think the fact that there's going to be a political bent to that is just the nature of the beast.
888-302-3684, as some opining folks want to be. Let's move on to New Jersey to Georgia for a call from Mark.
I think the media has been fair. We know that in media, negative information sells, and people like to listen to negative information, but I'm concerned about the facts, and we as Americans need to know the facts. It has been said that Chris is a bully, and you can tell by his demeanor that, you know, something is not clean as far as his doings in New Jersey is concerned. I think that we ought to, whether we like it or whether we don't like it, we ought to be informed. And it's never been individual. You got the Republican side, you got the Democrat side, so it's a tit for tat all the time.
So am I out on a limb here, Kenny? I'm going to guess that guy wouldn't have been a Chris Christie supporter. No matter what the circumstance. It's just a wild guess on, a wild conjecture on my part. A little political chip on his shoulder. Here or there, a lot of people have political chips on their shoulders, as a matter of fact. Maybe that's why they like listening to those sorts of discussions, or these sorts of discussions, on some of the news talk radio programs around the country. 888-302-3684. John is in Maine with thoughts on Chris Christie and the way he's handling the situation.
Chris Christie, I thought, did an admirable job of trying to get ahead of the curve. I don't know if there's something more behind the scenes here that he's culpable for. Of course, the buck stops with him. So I think he did a pretty good job of doing that, but we'll just have to see going forward. Your numbers this morning showing the bias of the press trying to nail a Republican for anything, I think is largely driven by the fact that he was polling ahead of Hillary Clinton. And when you do that, you're going to draw all kinds of flies. You're going to draw all kinds of attention from the media because they lean toward the Democratic candidate.
The news media, most people are shooing through the numbers, think that is the case. And frankly, you wouldn't have me disagree with you. It's always interesting to see when reporters, Kenny, admit to who they vote for, how biased, especially, it was really wild when it came to Obama. Good Lord. And now they all have mud on their face because most of them are unhappy with the way Obama has been handling things pretty much along the course, those same lines as the public in general doesn't like what's going on here. But we're not talking about Mr. Obama. We're talking about Chris Christie. Let's lean into one more caller. This is John. I'm sorry. No, Jim. Go ahead. You're on the air now.
I think it's unfair. And I'm saying it's unfair that so much attention, so much money has been spent on trying to find anything they can on Christie, right? So I'd love to see a measurement where you actually measure how much time and money has been spent from the media on Christie versus Benghazi. Because Benghazi is a serious matter. And you know what? I'd rather have a bully running the country than somebody that commits crimes, hasn't been proven guilty yet. So, well, let's prove it. You know, let's find out if it's true, Benghazi. Let's find out what's going on with the IRS. Not just why we had one night of terrible traffic on the George Washington Bridge from a retaliatory perspective. And if he's guilty, that's fine. He's guilty. He's a bozo. He shouldn't have done it. But it's not as serious as Benghazi. Come on, guys. We got to wake up.
All right. So I'm not sure that it was one day. Kenny, how many days? Wasn't there a problem on the bridge for 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, I think it was 4 days, almost the whole work week.
Yeah. All right. So what more do you have to add to this before we move on to a discussion? Let's move to something else that's exciting, the NSA. But first, though, what else do we have on this from our Facebook friends, facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day Show?
Joseph says, Chris Christie is the best Democrat in the Republican Party.
I'd be interested to know what state he's in. I don't mean state of, well, maybe state of mind, too, but state of residence. Okay, what's next?
Duke says, this is why the country is so messed up. Instead of being happy that they caught or may have caught a fat cat, dirty politician, so many people are complaining about Obama.
Interesting. Chew on that one for a minute. All right, what else?
Shelley says, politics is a dirty game, but somebody's got to play it.
Yep. Somebody has to play. Do they have to play dirty, though? 888-302-3684, our comments there. Do you have any other comments for, as we move on, any Edward Snowden or NSA comments that we can use as we roll into that for a few minutes?
Yeah, I do have a few on Edward Snowden. Rodney says, it's surprising and disappointing that Snowden is still alive at this point. Traitors should be terminated.
Oof, I'm pretty stiff. All right, what else?
Sullivan says, I worked at the NSA for 20 years, never betrayed my country, and find 90% of Snowden's assessments amateur level wrong.
Really? So what would be, I would like to know what, let's find some stuff, what other juicy stuff you have, sir, please, for us.
Yeah, that'd be nice to know. And one more, Isaac says, as far as people thinking that Snowden is a spy, if that's the case, it's tinfoil hat time.
Mm. All right. So we'll get into, it's actually pretty interesting. I heard this on the air conversation on a station here in Los Angeles about the NSA. So we'll get to that. Time for us to listen to the whole picture. That's what the idea is here, covering from stem to stern issues of the day. Doug Steffens, good day at 17 and a half for the hour.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Do it. Wish the bags under your eyes would just go away. Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for, and no one creates a beautiful smile better than ClearChoice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call ClearChoice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A lot of people focused on the NSA this past week conversationally, and that makes a whole lot of sense. The privacy issues continue. Patriot Act issue continues. Here are Los Angeles host Bill Carroll and Bill Handel debating the government's privacy report. This board, you know, you've heard a lot about this week, the report that finds the NSA is legally... Who's on what side here? Pretty interesting as we listen to these two guys go back and forth.
This privacy board that recommends the end to all phone data surveillance?
Yes. And the privacy board is a governmental board.
Well, this morning.
Five people. That was set up by Congress, my understanding. And they are there. Reports coming out today. They looked at the NSA and how it collects its data and whether or not it should be more restrictive. And they said that what the NSA does is illegal.
Just stop.
Right.
Stop right now. Or, don't do it.
Well, not quite, but close.
Yeah.
And it was 3-2. It was pretty close. Five-member board, it went 3-2, so it's not overwhelming. And my favorite line in the report will be there. We found no instance, not a single instance, in which a major terrorist attack was thwarted by the information the NSA got.
And yet, when the story first leaked out that this exists and was happening, not just Democrats, but Republicans as well stood up and said, this is saving lives.
Right.
This has been used many times to thwart terrorist attacks. And no one can find an example.
Well, the problem is it's all secret.
Well,
You know, are they going to say, this is the terrorist attack that was thwarted, these are the guys, this, and immediately a terrorist says, okay, how did they get the information?
Well, that already happened once it leaked out. Oh, they could track all these phone calls.
Right.
Well, then they're not going to use those phones anymore.
So the point is...
So now law-abiding people, we're being tracked, but terrorists are too smart to use. They're going to use burner phones. They're going to get rid of them. It's not going to matter.
But even the burner phones, people can try to figure out. The NSA
to some degree, but that's a lot harder than getting to a person.
But, you know, the question I have is, wait a second, this is secret. The entire point of the NSA is to do this secretly, to get the intelligence, to give to the various agencies that go out and do something about it, that engage in counterterrorism. Remember, the NSA only gathers information and analyzes it. And so that the SEALs are going to go out, the CIA is going to go out with a covert activity, and... these guys are saying, we don't know of one instance. Of course you don't. They're not going to share that with you.
Yeah, but you could bet somebody would right now. Under fire for this the way they have been. Someone at the White House or
I don't know.
Someone would say, well, here's an example of how it led to.
And someone who does that is going to jail for 20 years.
Well...
I'm telling you, I'm very much in
favor.
But
it's easy to hide behind privacy, right? And one of the recommendations, well, let's have the private court.
It's already there, the FISA court.
But how un-American is a private court?
There's no choice. It's an independent court chosen by the Chief Justice, I might add. That's who chooses the
And do you trust it?
I'd rather have that.
I get it. I understand that.
If all the people, if you have to have someone be an arbiter, someone has to make a decision, Bill, who better than federal district court judges chosen by the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court?
But you better be able to prove that it works.
All right, so just for your information, Bill Handel is a lawyer, also a talk radio host, and has the number one radio program locally in Los Angeles. Bill Carroll is a Canadian who does a talk radio program on the same station in Los Angeles that Handel's on, but he also does a successful talk radio program on a station in Toronto and maintains dual... I don't even think he's an American citizen. Must have some kind of a green card, though, Kenny, right? To be able to... the thing that always bugs me... about, hey, he's an okay host. We don't have enough good hosts in America. We got to go to Canada to find a host. I think that was an issue when he first came here. He's been here 4 or 5 years now, so maybe even longer than that. He lives in Los Angeles, and I don't know how much he tells his Canadian listeners that he lives in Los Angeles, but at any rate, he's got a certain sort of cachet to him. But again, I asked the question a lot of people asked when he first went on the air, was, what, we don't have enough good hosts in America. And that may be pretty damning about the farm team and the caliber of some of the talk radio hosts in America. 51, speaking of that, Glenn Beck up next here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
All right, we're at 53 after the hour, flipping issues around here a little bit. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here overviewing some of the interesting things. The whole role that we play here is to work our way through in different ways, different hours, the facts and the stories and things that people have to say about it, you and us together. Pretty interesting this week, the list of items that are being eschewed on talk radio programs. One of them has to do with what Governor Andrew Cuomo said about conservative, right-wing conservative radio people, suggesting they were not welcome in New York. And you can imagine, especially Sean Hannity, who lives in New York and says he can't wait to move out of New York, what he had to say about that. Also, Glenn Beck got in on the act, and even though he doesn't live in New York anymore, I think he's living in Dallas now, Kenny, isn't he? Doesn't Beck live in Dallas? I think he set up all of his studio stuff down in Dallas.
I thought he heard something about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Beck got in on that, but that wasn't the most interesting thing that Beck said this week. Story that we have listed and posted at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on Glenn Beck, who admitted this week that he has major regrets about his role, his time of being on Fox News, the Fox News channel. He said, quote, well, let's listen to what he said.
I remember it as an awful lot of fun and that I made an awful lot of mistakes, and I wish I could go back and be more uniting in my language, because I think I played a role, unfortunately, in helping tear the country apart. and it's not who we are. I didn't realize how really fragile the people were. I thought we were kind of a little more in it together. Now I look back and I realize if we could have talked about the uniting principles a little bit more, mm-hmm. instead of just the problems, I think I would look back on it a little more fondly. But that's only my role.
Well, his role, I think he got his role figured out, didn't he, Kenny? Pretty well, and he knows where he is. He's certainly taken a role, at least in current standards, of being very much quoted, very much focused on in terms of what people have to say or think about what his thoughts are. We spend so much time thinking about thoughts. Where are your original thoughts? Is Glenn Beck responsible for creating your thoughts? And that's part of what we deal with here, I think, in this format. How many times you listen to these people call some of these programs, they don't have an original thought in their head, and then people say, well, there's no such thing as an original thought. Well, come on. Even come up with something that doesn't sound like you have a playbook that Sean Hannity wrote, and you're just regurgitating it, or some of the other hosts that are popular. And, it's nice because we do have that focus. We have people that are interested in what we have to say, but it would be nice if more people had more original thoughts. But I thought it was really, very interesting what Beck said, frankly. And although I've not spent much time, early on when I had a chance to do a lot of this stuff on television, I decided not to because I didn't want to be a punching bag, especially not getting paid. You know, all these people that you see, for the most part, unless they're regulars on Fox or regulars on MSNBC or regulars, as you see them a lot on CNN, they get paid. But if it's a once-in-a-while shot from somebody who's doing a talk radio program, they just do it to satisfy their ego or to say to their audience, hey, I'm important. I was on CNN last night. Or I was on the Fox News. They all love that. They love being on the Fox News channel. These right-wingers, it's sort of a standard. You know, when you see a lot of these people that they have some national recognition for sure, and they do pretty decent programs. Lars Larson comes to mind. He's a guy that actually is a friend of mine. He's kind of a character, and he loves to be on because it does give, especially in his region, he has a sort of national platform, but not as many people are focused on what he has to say as the people who are in the Northwest and the people who listen to him in Portland, Seattle, those areas of the country. But it's really kind of interesting. A lot of people have gotten a lot of traction out of being guest punching bags, and that's really, again, that's what they are. Guest punching bags on these so-called news channels. There's no news that comes out of their mouths, but most of the stuff that's on these channels. And that's been the criticism. They got to fill 24 hours a day, and thus they do with all kinds of gas from a lot of these hosts who just don't have much to say. I find the most interesting people, one way or another, whether you like them or not, on Bill Maher's show, the people that have actually something to say and are given the opportunity to say it in sort of a free-form way. All right, so there it is. Overview of some of the things going on in the world of conversation. Doug's good day at 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.